This is Napkin Scribbles, a podcast by author and professor Len Sweet. Support for Napkin Scribbles comes from George Fox Evangelical Seminary in Portland, Oregon.
We worship the Creator God. What does the Creator God do? Create. And that Creator God who creates created you and me, and the story says created us in God's own image and the image of one who creates. In other words, the thing that brings us closest to the divine is when we create, and we were made to be creative. So it's been one of the frustrations of my life, and I'm sure yours too. Why aren't Christians more creative? Why aren't churches more creative? We're supposed to be closer to the Creator than anyone. So people who follow Jesus, the most creative person who ever lived, people who live out his life in community called the church, ought to be just throbbing and thrumming with creativity. So what's our problem? Martha Graham has a quote that really kind of gives a little window into what our problem is. You may or may not know that Martha Graham was to the world of dance what Picasso was to the world of painting. Totally reinvented it for the future, if you will. She was born in the 19th century, 1894, and lived almost to be 100, so she didn't die all that long ago. But her heyday was in the mid-50s and early 60s, and her last dance, I think, was in the early 70s, and after that, she just went into a tailspin and became an alcoholic, but then came out of that nosedive into nothingness and spent the last couple decades of her life as some of the most creative time in your life. Did you know that there's no reason why your creativity can't keep going until the early 80s? I read somewhere that 83, it kind of plateaued. Your creativity, if you have no chronic or other kinds of issues, your creativity plateaus at 83. So there's no reason why you should not be creative. And the heights of your creativity are in the future. Now, when you start to get 83 and beyond, then you've got an excuse. But it's still just, it plateaus and then it kind of diminishes a little bit. It doesn't nosedive. So God made us creative to the end. To the end. But Martha Graham kind of has a unique way of looking at this and why we are more creative. And I don't know if she's Presbyterian, but I think of Presbyterianism when I think of Martha Graham, because her parents, I know, were dying at wool Presbyterians. I haven't researched her story yet enough to know what she was. But to all you Presbyterians out there, this is for you. I'm quoting. There is a vitality, a life force, an energy, a quickening that is translated through you into action. And because there is only one of you in all time, this expression is unique. Now, that's the end of quote here for the first part of it. And I'm going to continue on, but this is the key here. What happens if you block that creativity? Okay, I'm picking back up the quote. And if you block it, it will never exist through any other medium, and it will be lost. The world will not have it. It is not your business to determine how good it is, or how valuable, nor how it compares with other expressions. It is your business to keep it yours clearly and directly, and to keep the channel open. End of quote. Isn't that incredible? I mean, I want you to hear that today. I need to hear that today. Are you ready? It is not your business to determine how good it is, or how valuable it is, or how it compares with other expressions. It is your business to keep it yours clearly and directly, and to keep the channel open. Be creative. Keep the channel open. Let the image of God flow through you, our Creator, and be creative in any and every way God made you to be creative, whether it's in the kitchen or in quilting or in carpentry or in preaching, whatever your creativity is. Keep the channel open. Len Sweet here. Napkin Scribbles.